This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Say nothing, and what you have heard is true. Maybe we've gotten lucky and dodged widening the war in the Middle East after what seemed like an impulse killing of one of Iran's top generals and a key spymaster. Full story is still unknown. What were the threats that were so heinous that they moved the U.S. to embark on such a risky tactical strike? Who was smart and stable enough in both the U.S. and Iran to use the Swiss to send encrypted messages on back channels back and forth, insisting that both sides needed to de-escalate? What kind of weird global political communication system allows Trump to claim to his base, seemingly without any evidence, that he stood up, delivered a blow, and still wants to take America out of wars around the globe, and allowing Iran to throw 20 missiles at us with sufficient warning that no one was killed, even while claiming at home that they took out American, 80 Americans with these strikes? This is a dangerous world. I read two books over around the calendar turn that were extremely powerful expositions and indictments of the violence that we're capable of as a people when it's a matter of boundaries broken and hate and ideology unleashed. Both of these books concern civil wars. One was Say Nothing, a true story of murder and memory in Northern Ireland by Patrick Radin Keefe. He focused on the period of the Troubles as the conflict in Northern Ireland between Protestants and Catholics, supporters of England versus those who wanted independence. The other, What You Have Heard Is True, a memoir of witness and resistance by poet and professor Carolyn Forche, looks at her time in El Salvador as a young woman during the Civil War that racked that country for so many years as well. One of the horrors that emerges in reading these well-written and researched books is the recognition that there seem to be no accepted rules in civil wars. Civilians are not only fair game, but often the primary targets. Torture and mutilation are as common as unmarked graves. There were civil wars decades before the dominance of the internet. So often the hate and killing were provoked by generational prejudices, class and land divides and inequities, and simple and unconfirmed rumor, all of which deepens the fear I felt over the dry kindling that continues so easily to be set fire by social media extremists. Say Nothing is the better history because the book is based on the coincidence of forthright oral histories held at Boston College that became public on the death of various participants in both the project and the Troubles. It's hard not to conclude that Jerry Adams, former political leader of the same fame, is a liar and in any other context, a war criminal. What You Have Heard Is True can be annoying in some parts as Forche oversells her naivete, but not surprisingly, beautifully written as you would expect from a poet. It's hard not to see the behind-the-scenes lawyer, mediator, and revolutionary Leonel Gomez as an unheralded hero in both the war and the peace, in contrast to Adams. These conflicts turn out to be evergreen, even as they fade as 20th century memories, but civil wars are bloody reminders that we have to fight for peace to prevent the worst parts of our humanity from constantly resurfacing. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.com. You take it from here to there.